Once again, we're chatting with Mayor Bill from the city of Prince Albert. And at a recent executive meeting, I heard something about tax incentives and whatnot. I don't know anything about it, so I'm hoping you can tell us more.
Boy, Lou, you come up with the greatest questions. We know that we need to get out in front of commercial and multi-residential building and development. What we've heard from the community is that we need to have incentives similar to other urban centers. So with consultation with Saskatoon and looking at some of the other municipalities, our team has come up, and I say our team, that's the administration team, has come up with a plan of tax abatements, 70% abatement for the first year, 50 for the next, 30 for the next, 15 in the last, and then you're back to full taxation. Some people are concerned that we're giving up tax revenue, but the fact is people don't develop it, we're not going to get any tax revenue. So this is an upfront investment in propelling our community forward in anticipation of the future demands and the needs that we're going to have in our community.
With the recent jump in taxes, a lot of people may, though, be thinking that now they're carrying the weight of these other people getting their tax abatement.
It's actually the reverse of that, Lou, and I can understand why people look at it that way. But the reality is, as we bring people in, we're increasing the tax footprint and therefore lessening the load on the taxpayer.
We've been chatting with Mayor Bill from the City of Prince Albert.